Hey guys, the podcast is back. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't stop doing the podcast because I just despise it and it's too much and it just takes me too long. The reason why the podcast stops and starts is purely because I get ahead of myself with everything. And then obviously, as you're going to be aware from this episode, things have changed, things have evolved again, and it's just meant that I haven't necessarily focused on it. It's not that it's not important to me, it's just become less important compared to everything else. So, a little bit of an update. Obviously, the last podcast I did was maybe January with Misha, and that was a great episode. And then since then, I've had a little bit of a kind of like bumpy road with stuff. Things have been a little bit difficult, let's just say. And also, I've started to have like big epiphanies inside of the business that I was holding myself back from. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. So obviously, I've done the photography. The photography still bounced around in the background. But moving into the personal development world was incredible. The results we got, the vision that we gave people, and the opportunities we gave people were phenomenal. And although the bits that we gave them were actually life-changing, they weren't the bits that people wanted. They wanted the life-changing result, but they didn't want the necessary life-changing work that they had to do. What they did want is the big business progress, more income, more time freedom, and actually better control of their mindset. So what was constantly happening was that I was never really getting the sales coming through, even though we were achieving great things, because people don't want to sign up for personal development. It's not sexy. It's not attractive. It's not that type of thing that people go, yeah, that's what I want. Like a personal development. Yeah, let's go. That's very like an internal thing. However, any high performing athlete, business owner, just person who, you know, wants to push themselves to the next level knows it's always about personal development. It's always about evolving your mind, being in a good place, being in control of things, dealing with problems and so on. And yeah, I got to a point where actually, you know, through having a few personal problems myself and having a bit of a tough time, I got to a place where trying to push the personal development, it forces you to always feel like you're perfect. It forces you to always feel like you've got everything together. And even though that, you know, it doesn't matter what business you run, if you've got any problems going on outside of work, it's going to impact you. It's not going to, unless you literally don't care about anyone, which is not the case with me. And so going back to the key thing of this is that every single client that was coming on to work with me was just wanting more business progress. And we were giving people more business progress, but I was specifically trying to not pick up all of the business tips, even though I was in like some of the biggest masterminds, because I was trying to not go down that route. Yet everyone else wanted that stuff from me. They were asking for all of the information and details. Yes, they weren't just saying to you, can you go to them, get the details so I can win? But effectively, that's the information they wanted to know. Now, with the photography and with the Identity Unlock, I've built 2 six-figure businesses, which I'm immensely proud of. Like, you know, the hard work and effort that's gone into that, and the fact that, well, it took me, I started photography in 2014. I don't think I had a six-figure year until 2021. So, you know, a good 6-7 years. And then to start my first business outside of that and hit six figures in the first year was just amazing. So I've done it twice. And obviously, I know what it takes, you know, whichever route you want to go down in terms of pricing. But there's different models of which ways you can get there. It's obviously just dependent on what you want to do and how you want to do it. So from my perspective of this, it was like, right, okay, why do I hold on to the personal development that isn't sexy? People know they need to do it, but don't necessarily want to do it, but they'd love to see their business grow, make more money, have more time freedom, because that's truly what people want, as well as just being in a better mindset. So, and, you know, obviously having their, I suppose, headspace and mindset in a better place so that then they can cope with everything. So that's why we made the change. That's why we're evolving now. And we've been working super hard behind the scenes, trying to put a bit of a team together. I believe we've got that. We're just kind of ironing out things and just making sure everything fits well. We've also now built a content system and brand planner, which is brilliant. You know, now people can go in, really understand the vision and the path for their business, and then have a content structure that allows them to then see how they can evolve with their content, how they can pick up what's working, what's not working. So instead of having to create like multiple different versions of the content, is similar-ish things, it's just filmed differently and shot differently, and maybe, you know, some different nuances inside of the content. So once you can get that system down and understood and know what's working, it's then going to simplify the process, save you hours of time, have you with complete clarity, we'll make you more money. And then we can also help you from the business perspective of like thinking bigger, having that clarity in yourself and using your story to get you there. Because when we tie that all together, people will know who you are, know what you do, know what you can do for them. And then when they get the outcome of it, more people are going to be attracted to it. So it's quite straightforward, really. So changing into a business coaching role and, you know, changing the business up again and evolving, it's just been constant. It's just been never ending. And don't get me wrong, like any business owner is constantly evolving. You know, you're going to have some months where it's phenomenal, other months where you have a heap of problems. They can be business problems, they can be personal problems, whatever's going to happen, life's going to happen. So the last 2-3 weeks have been fairly like intense, in the sense that I've just been trying to get my head down, trying to understand everything, trying to build better systems and do something a bit different while still delivering the same thing that everyone else wants and needs, and just doing it in my way, not someone else's way. So, you know, carving all of that stuff out, creating it, becoming someone new again, changing my identity again. And actually, interestingly, I had this amazing moment Saturday. So I used to ride BMX and mountain bike back in the day. And I always had a dream of wanting to take off of a dirt jump. So obviously we used to go to the jumps and you'd build these jumps out of mud. Started off, you know, tiny, and they would just be little like bumps in the road effectively until they become enormous, you know, and you're 10 feet up in the air for 4 or 5 seconds, you know, going whatever speed. But I always had this goal to want to do a 360 over a jump. So you take off, spin around, and then obviously land back down again. Now, I could do it at the skate park, absolutely no problem. I'd done it time and time again. I could pedal at it. I could go quickly, like turn into it and make it look and feel good. Instead of it being all over the place and wobbling around, I was in control of it. When it came to doing it on a dirt jump, the gap in the middle, the risk factor, like multiplied by like 10. And so I bumped into a guy. We were out down at the coast at the weekend, and I bumped into the guy that actually helped me do that over one of the dirt jumps. I was really getting in my head about it, and I was trying to take off and turn as much as I could to see how far I could go with it. And then he could see how wound up I was getting. And he said to me, follow me around. And we went round the jumps again and just kind of flowed through them. And then he said, keep going. And then when we got to the top, he said, now's your time, just drop in and go for it. And it just didn't give me time to think. It didn't give me time to process anything. I just went into it and I took off, and it wasn't the prettiest one I've ever done. But I did it. I landed it. I actually landed it smoothly and then kind of like lost my head a little bit, because I was like, I've actually just done it. And I'm pretty sure I put my hand on like a conker shell type thing with all the spikes on it. I seem to remember that, like at landing going, how have I just done that? But I did the 360 somewhere in space. There's a photo of it somewhere. I'd need to love to find it, because that was a massively proud moment of myself. But it showed me that, like, it taught me a massive lesson that day. And actually seeing him yesterday, he moved to Oz, and I haven't seen him for years. I mean, bearing in mind, I left the bike company probably like 12 years ago, 14 years ago. I haven't seen him since then. And I just had this massive flashback, and he spotted me straight away and was like, dude, how are you? And I was like, wow, like, you gave me access to something that I'd always wanted to do. And that was phenomenal for me. That was something that, you know, like, is a memory to this day. And seeing him, and like thinking about the process that I've been going through recently, it's amazing that when you are distracted from the things that are in your head, and you can focus, and you can, let's say distracted, but like focus on the things that you need to focus on and the controllables that you can control. It's amazing what you can achieve and what you can do. I'm not going to lie, I had a bit of a bumpy like week or two. You know, this is going to happen. Like, I think anyone, and this, it's easier for me to talk about this on the podcast instead of just trying to make content about it, because nobody wants to hear about the problems, right? But the thing of this is that all of those tough moments, all of those challenges, all of those hurdles that you do go through, you know, whether it's just problems with finances, whether it's problems with like the house. I mean, we've had endless problems with our house, which is part of the big reason why we're, you know, things are more difficult at home. But, you know, when you have these issues around you, when you can go back into who you are and what you're about and what you want to do, and you can just get that little bit of clarity and have that little bit of space, it's been unbelievable for me. Like putting the content plan together, putting all the brand work together. Ah, I had a timer going off. I was sitting there going, where the hell's that come from? I think something was going to explode then. I'm just going to leave that in because that's a bit of life. But you know, it's this type of stuff where you really do find out a lot about yourself. You really do find out what you're capable of. And you know, you are going to have these challenges. You are going to have tough times when you are battling through to progress and grow something and evolve and do something new. So I guess my lesson from this, and hopefully something that you can take away from it, is that if you have these big goals and desires of things that you want to do and things that you want to achieve, and you know you're in a position where things might be a little bit difficult, things might be a bit challenging, you might have to make some big decisions, you might be nervous or worried or confused about a lot of things, that when you can just go back in on who you are and what you want and what your desires are and where you want to head in life and what you want to achieve, you can find that space to get that clarity, to have time to work on it. The business coaching business is now far better place from me just having a bit of quality time to actually sit down and actually work through these things. What is the time? It is 5:30 in the morning on a Sunday. Typically, everyone else would be in bed. I was up and I just felt like, you know, maybe actually I should come back in here and do a bit of a podcast and talk about things. And already had the camera set up and had a little bit of jiggery pokery with some of my kind of stuff here because I forgot some of my memory cards are at home. But you know, I've come in to do the podcast. I've come in to do this because it wasn't about necessarily like, oh, I have to get this out, like because it's like everyone relies upon it. It was more about showing up for me. It was more about coming in here and going, you know, why didn't you do this for you? Why didn't you come in here and say this thing? So, because I know people do listen to the podcast. I know if I share about it, people get to see the insights into me. And actually, some of the more real raw content that I've been posting is actually getting more views and stuff. So actually, I think it's working quite well. So, you know, the next few months, the next few years are going to be massively interesting, you know, with the growth that we've had with so many other people's businesses, with the mindset and the fact that they're in a better place now and they're able to grow, and the impact that we're having. And I haven't shared enough about the results. It's not that I'm not proud about them. I was just constantly trying to fix things instead of like actually being out there and celebrating what we've actually achieved. So the next few months are going to be even more challenges, even more hurdles, just to get to that place where like this is like really winning. But this is part of the process of it, is where, you know, the photography took me to this place where I was, you know, I felt brilliant. I felt phenomenal. I felt in control of everything. And obviously making the money and seeing all of that stuff, psychologically it's been really difficult to get comfortable with the fact that the money's not going to be coming in as consistently and as flowing as much until we kind of find the right rhythm with this stuff. But for the long run, this is the better decision. For the long term of what I can do and what I can achieve and how I can help people, this is the better decision to make, and I truly believe in it. You know, so I'm going to have to go through that, you know, I've gone through that dip phase where, you know, you're reconstructing everything, you're rebuilding yourself, you're changing your identity, you are learning new processes, you're thinking differently, you know, everyone's going to see you differently. I can't tell you the amount of people and friendships and relationships that have been tested and challenged and broken and so on in the last 5-6 months, even over the last year. Like it's been very, very difficult, I won't lie. But deep down, when I look at myself, when I look at myself in the mirror, that's the one thing that I've started to focus on, is when I look at myself in the mirror, am I proud about what I'm achieving? Am I proud about who I'm becoming and what I can do for other people? That is the only thing I can truly care about and worry about. And that includes my family, you know, friendships, my business, everything. Because if I'm proud about it, I'm making the right decisions. I'm not proud, I'm not right making the right decisions. And trust me, there's been some times where I've not been proud about stuff. There's been some times where I've, you know, and not for any want of doing anything wrong or anything like that, but, you know, I've challenged myself. I've put myself in situations where I was learning. I've been very vulnerable in some situations as well, just to try and learn different ways, because, you know, not everything's always right, not everything's always on the right path, and sometimes you need to have a different perspective about things to learn just that different angle that you need to then take the next step forward. So you might be going through a tough time, I don't know. You might be listening to this going, wow, it sounds quite heavy, and which it is. But the main thing with this, and the main thing I know about myself, is I will always find a way to win. I've never not won. that winning doesn't necessarily mean millions. Winning doesn't necessarily mean, like, you know, being better than anyone else. Winning for me is knowing that I feel in line with what I'm doing. I feel happy about it. I feel that there's space for growth and consistency and progression. And also just winning that means that I didn't stop. I didn't fail. I didn't let myself down. That's the, I guess, the main thing with winning. You know, I did okay with football when I was a kid and we won lots of trophies. Okay, I didn't play at pro level, but my knees said otherwise. The bike stuff, you know, I did well. I went and rode at competitions. Okay, I wasn't the best rider, but I was still there compared to like thousands of other people that couldn't even get through the gate. You know, the photography from nowhere, you know, ended up being international and making good money and changing people's lives. You know, back when I did the television work, I was traveling around on a golf tour and I was the youngest person in charge of everyone. And, you know, we were putting on big events and making it work and everyone would rely upon us. And so I've always found a way to win. And so this is, for me, this podcast is just to think, say, like, you know, this is a bit of a hard time. This is a reminder that I took this challenge on to improve myself, to evolve, to keep challenging myself, to see what I was capable of. And eventually I will win. I feel like I'm winning, but not to the extent of what I should be. And also not to the extent of where I feel like I will be proud of myself. At the moment, I'm in the dark depths of it. And it's working. We've got a system in place and we're testing it and we're improving it and we're going to be far better with it. And, you know, I can't wait to have more of the team around us and just really take this thing to people and actually change lives, because that's generally what I care about. And, you know, being able to give my family a better future and so on. So that's a podcast from me. Bit of a honest one, bit of a deep one. But I hope if you are having a bit of a tough time that you don't give up on yourself this week or this today or whatever it is. I hope you keep pushing. I hope you keep evolving. I hope you keep learning that, you know, all these things are teaching you something for that next stage of your journey. So if you're having a tough time, like, I love the thought of wearing it as a badge of honor. Like, it's tough. You're going to get through it. Not saying the situation you want to wear as a badge of honor, like not saying anyone involved with it you want to wear as a badge of honor. You are going through a tough time and you're going to wear that as a badge of honor when you succeed. Yes, it was tough. I did this. I did that. I went through this. So, and if you are winning, thank you so much for listening and supporting this, because actually it means a lot to me that you've taken your time out and over the last 15, 17 minutes, listened to me ramble on about my journey. But I hope you all have an amazing week. I hope you have an amazing day. Please, if you're not already subscribed to the podcast, it means a world to me that, you know, and I can put more of these out and actually make more of them. I hope you have a great day and I look forward to speaking to you all soon.